There are about 150 reported sexual assault or harassment incidents each year in Wisconsin prisons. About half are assaults by guards on inmates, and the other half are inmates attacking each other. Chuck Cole is Deputy Secretary of the Department of Corrections. He says Wisconsin's been adhering to the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act since it passed in 2003. He says that means prisoners are routinely informed how to report rapes and what the process is for holding perpetrators accountable. But sexual assaults are underreported in prison, just as they are outside of prison. And Cole says because consensual sex is also prohibited in prison, it's sometimes hard to tell when a reported rape is really a rape.
Offenders can be discovered by a staff member engaged in a sexual act. Sometimes an offender may claim that it was a sexual assault, and through a thorough investigation, a determination is made that, no, this really wasn't. This was a case where two parties did engage in consensual sexual conduct.
But Cole says the bottom line is that being in prison is punishment enough, and rape isn't part of the bargain.
Fact is that the vast majority of offenders that are incarcerated today are going to be released back into the community. We have an obligation to address this issue when it occurs, and we better get it right. If we don't address these issues, offenders can become more angry, become more bitter, become more hostile. I mean, this can play out in all sorts of different ways.
Cole says the DOC is working with community sexual assault service providers so that inmates can have access to counselors at rape crisis centers near the prisons where they're being held. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.